another good quality team victory. All starts with starting pitching. Mike Walker came out, keeping them off balance, attacking the zone, not walking guys. And then, able to run into a couple balls, make it up to 6-1, making the plays. We kicked a few there, had some bad hops, but kicked a few there in the seventh. But great demeanor by Kurt Giller out there on the mound to fight through it, get those two big strikeouts, and, keep rolling with it. So great team victory.
And at the same time, your offense being opportunistic, taking advantage of what you were given.
It was. The guy who pitched tonight, great pitcher, Jordan Pacheco. He was runner-up TCL Pitcher of the Year last year. I mean, he was one of Victoria's best guys and a very good pitcher at University of Texas San Antonio. And he left a couple balls up on us. We put good swings on. And, he made us look bad on those sliders. He made us look bad. I think we punched out a few times today, but we were able to take advantage of some kickballs, base on balls, and then put a couple good swings with Graham and then Alex Mercado's big three-run shot there in the first. So, great victory.
First couple of innings, an offensive explosion. Then kind of in the middle of the game, it didn't look like anything was lighting up, but you had those opportunities in the seventh and eighth.
Yeah, I did. And, it was good to see. Guys just each night it's fun to see guy after guy after guy get their name called and guys coming in just stepping up. It makes it fun as a coach seeing, because when you do this on paper, putting this team together, you feel pretty confident 30 guys you have. And then everybody come together the way they have and each guy accepting their role and perfecting it. It's fun night in and night out.
So you get a day off and then right back at it on Tuesday.
It is, good day off. It was a huge series. Victoria came in here only two games behind us. And, to play four and then play four great games, come away with four victories, go up by six, good off day. And we've got to set ourselves up next week at home where we could clinch first place with another good showing next week.
And just to look ahead, so for Tuesday and Wednesday, what do the Pump Jacks bring?
Oh, they do. And I've looked at the roster transitions. They've added a couple guys that came in from California. They've got the Morlow brothers from University of Texas that kind of set the table for them. Great players. Gave us fits when we were out third place. We were able to scratch away with those two victories, but it was two dogfights. And, it's my second year in the league. And every time us and the Pump Jacks get together, it's a good match every time. 19-3, baseball at any level. It's just a great start. And it's just attributed to my coaching staff, who comes out and works hard with these guys, and then the players. They're the ones playing it. I mean, we as coaches, we haven't played one inning out there in the middle of this sun. The guys are every night. They're bringing in. It's fun. Being 10-0 at home, playing good baseball for the home fans here and the energy we get, it's a lot of fun, and look forward to keep this going.
The other thing I forgot to bring up, getting four pitchers in this evening, you had mentioned this afternoon that you wanted to you had the idea in your head about how you're going to be using your pitchers, and obviously that was a good way to have that early lead to be able to put your guys in.
No, it was. It was good. Caleb Hawkins, get him back out there. That's what he is. He's a situational. He came in and faced their 3- and 4-hole guy, and situational righty right there, came in and did a good job. And then Kurt Giller, good to get him a couple innings. That's what I've been doing with him, setting him up. He's going to move into our rotation in July. And then Andrew Hahn, just another quality lefty in the back end to, help us. So it's good that after four games, to still have guys fresh to come in and do that. But a lot of that's attributed to our starting pitching, going 7 innings, 7 innings, 7 innings, and then 5 1/3 tonight. It's good to have. You can have a fresh bullpen on four games, the fourth game against Victoria, when you get quality starts like that.
Do you ever think that was going to happen?
I put a lot of expectations on our guys, and these guys have track records of where their schools are coming from, that's the type of pitchers they are, and that's what I demand out of the starters. I want them to go through a lineup three times. I want them to keep their pitch count down, and, a lot of ground balls, keeping the walks down, and be able to be out there and want the ball in the sixth and seventh inning, and it's played true so far.